This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org, for Thursday, April the 13th, 2006. Janine remembers the massive 2002 Israeli invasion that left over 400 dead, 19 killed this week in assassinations in Gaza and major invasions into Nablus. A UK coroner calls for sanctions against Israel. 140,000 government employees lose their livelihood as the international community freezes aid to the Hamas-led Palestinian Authority. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. On Friday, dozens of Palestinian villagers, accompanied by Israeli and international peace activists, conducted their weekly protest in Berlin against the annexation wall. The marchers commemorated Ihad Tahar, who drowned last week. Tahar was caught on the wall's razor wire when flash floods hit Berlin. Israeli forces then prevented villagers from aiding him. Protesters carried pictures of Tahar and installed a memorial near the area where he drowned. As marchers attempted to open one of the gates of the annexation wall, the army fired tear gas at the marchers. They detained two residents and beat one with clubs. Thousands marched through Jenin on Monday. Palestinian resistance fighters marched alongside children and non-violence advocates to commemorate the massive Israeli military invasion into the Jenin refugee camp 4 years ago. The invasion, also known as the Jenin Massacre, lasted over a month. More than 400 Palestinians, mainly civilians, were killed and over 100 homes were demolished, sometimes on top of the families living inside them. After the pullout, Israel banned a United Nations fact-finding mission from entering the camp for investigations. Amnesty International and other human rights groups later accused the Israeli army of using Palestinians as human shields during the invasion and of preventing rescue teams from entering the camp to treat the wounded. Hamas government faces financial crisis. The European Union has verified its decision to freeze aid to the Palestinian Authority after a meeting this Monday in Luxembourg. This on top of the US funding freeze last week and Israel's illegal seizure of Palestinian tax money worth $50 million a month promises to cripple the Palestinian economy. The EU is responsible for $600 million, nearly half the PA budget. Around 140,000 government employees will be forced to forgo salary. Both the Red Cross and the United Nations have voiced concerns about the humanitarian impact of the funding freeze. In Gaza, thousands of Palestinians marched this week in protest of the cuts. On Sunday evening, Israeli troops surrounded West Bank village of Beit Tamar and broke into a building where they assassinate Jaber al-Haras, a Palestinian fighter wanted by Israeli security since October 2003. Al-Haras was wanted for killing one Israeli officer and one soldier. Al-Haras has escaped several previous assassination attempts. Israeli Defense Minister Shaul Mofaz said this Tuesday that unless there was quiet in Israel, there would be none in Gaza. His statement, less than a day after Israeli soldiers killed 10-year-old Hadil Mohammed Gabin and injured at least 13 members of her family, among them toddlers, children and teenagers. The Israeli military has also reduced the safety zone around residential areas from 300 to 100 metres, endangering many more civilians in the event of future attacks. Mofaz said the attack and new measures are a response to the firing of homemade shells at Israeli targets, which caused no casualties. This Sunday, the Israeli Security Cabinet officially closed ties with the Security Liaison Office in Jericho and severed ties with the Palestinian Authority. The decision comes 1 week after Israel announced it was ceasing security coordination in the Gaza Strip. The cabinet ordered Palestinian security liaison officers to evacuate their offices and said that foreign envoys who met with Hamas officials would be denied access to Israeli officials. As part of a growing campaign against Palestinians and their property, settlers from Susa illegal settlement outpost set fire to a Palestinian home in the adjacent village of Yatta in the southern West Bank. They returned on Saturday and Sunday to attack dozens of farmers in the village and annexed 8 dunams of their land. And in Al-Tur village, just east of Jerusalem, extremist settlers, together with Israeli military undercover units, attacked a four-story Palestinian residential building this Sunday. The settlers forced the families out of their home, then changed the locks. Israeli police then attacked protesters. On Tuesday, a British Labour Party legislator, Gerald Kaufman, called for trials before an international tribunal against those accused of killing British peace activist Tom Herndl and British filmmaker James Miller in 2003. Kaufman called for sanctions against Israel if it failed to hand over those responsible. Tom Herndl, 22, was shot in the head near the Gaza border with Egypt in broad daylight as he carried children away from the line of sniper fire. He died after 9 months in a coma. The Israeli soldier, who later admitted to the murder, was convicted of manslaughter and given an 8-year sentence. James Miller, an HBO cameraman, was shot in the neck while attempting to communicate with a soldier in a tank using a white flag and lights. The Israeli military then kept medical access from reaching him until he bled to death. A coroner's jury in London recently found that both Herndl and Miller were murdered by the Israeli army. Calls for sanctions came after the Israeli government refused to cooperate with the inquest. And now highlights from the Palestinian Centre for Human Rights weekly report on Israeli attacks against Palestinians. The Israeli army killed 19 Palestinians this week, including 3 children. The Gaza Strip received the brunt of the attack. 11 Palestinians, many of them civilians, were killed in extrajudicial assassinations in southern Gaza. The civilians included a man, his child and 2 brothers. 2 more civilians were killed in Gaza in Israeli shelling. In the West Bank, Israeli soldiers killed 2 civilians in Nablus. A Palestinian child was seriously wounded by Israeli soldiers in a village near Jenin and died 3 days later. A Palestinian resistance fighter was killed in an exchange of fire with undercover units in Beit Tamar village. The Israeli military continued to shell the Gaza Strip's residential areas from sniper towers and warplanes. 54 civilians, including 32 children, were injured in Gaza. In the West Bank, 40 were injured, 36 of them in Nablus. The Israeli military invaded the West Bank 27 times, mostly in Nablus. They raided homes and arrested 46 Palestinian civilians, including 5 children. The army also transformed 7 houses into military sites. They continued the comprehensive siege on the Gaza Strip and the West Bank. Gaza continues to endure prison-like conditions. The army continued the closure on Kerem Shalom commercial crossing, opening it for only a few hours to let a small amount of food aid through. The army closed Beit Hanun crossing to the north, preventing Palestinian workers from reaching their jobs. Palestinians living in the Gaza Strip were prevented from travelling to the West Bank. During the reported period, the crossing was reopened for a few hours only. In the West Bank, the Israeli army closed the Zatara checkpoint south of Nablus, closing it off to Jenin residents. Soldiers stationed at checkpoints also arrested 5 Palestinian civilians, including 2 children. The Israeli army escalated its shelling of the northern Gaza Strip. The shelling has been ongoing for months now, but was stepped up, resulting in the deaths of 2 Palestinian civilians, including a child. 43 more were injured, including 14 children. A number of houses and civilian facilities were also destroyed. And now we'll take a closer look at the Nablus invasion. The Israeli army occupied several buildings in Nablus this Friday, where they remained until Sunday. In one building, Israeli soldiers forced 15 residents aged from 3 to 70 to sit in one room on the floor for 2 days. The soldiers then used their home as a sniper post. The army refused to allow medical teams to aid the families and prevented any outside communication. One child still managed to communicate with the head of medical relief, Dr. Ghassan Hamdan, through the door. The child told Dr. Ghassan Hamdan that they had had nothing to eat. Israeli soldiers also arrested 7 young women from the area around Nablus city. At least 2 of the women were beaten in the street and stripped naked during their arrest. They were then taken in military jeeps to unknown locations. One parent of an arrestee, who asked not to be identified, described her daughter's ordeal. The army asked the mother to search her daughter before they arrested her.
I started to search her and found nothing on her, then ordered her to accompany them, and I went to go with them. and said, "If you want to take my daughter, shoot us here together." One soldier said to my husband, "Take her in or I will shoot her. I'm crazy." I told him, "Shoot me, shoot me." He pushed and pushed me. Then they took her away, forced us to stay in a corner. They beat her up and interrogated her and arrested her.
The Israeli army also arrested miners in Nablus city and attacked members of the Palestinian medical relief teams on rescue missions during the invasions. Majdi al-Shalah, a local union activist, describes an attack on Palestinian medical relief committees and the arrest of school children.
Most of the arrests targeted youth aged between 16 to 20 years old. We never heard before that they were wanted or activists. The army surrounded a building and arrested 8 university students who resided there. The army attacked a journalist, Jafar Ishtayi, Dr. Ghassan Hamdan, head of the medical relief service in Nablus, and the paramedic Firas al-Bakri. The army withdrew from the area half an hour later.
And that's just some of the news this week in Palestine. For constant updates, check out the International Middle East Media Centre website, www.imemc.org. As always, thanks for joining us. From Occupy Bethlehem, this is Penny Quinton.